Welcome to A Voice of a People, live today here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app on any electronic device, and the app is called Tune In. And once you download it, please search WWGH, or you can call in anytime. We're live here now until the top of the hour, 5 p.m., by calling 740-383-9944 if you want to be a part of our conversation or if you would like to ask any questions. Today is September the 7th, the day after Labor Day, our last summer holiday, the closing of the parks and the pools.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, every year. And they open up Memorial Day every year. So if you didn't get that swim in, you at the park, you have to call in. I'm going to call
them. Well, they had the pool closed most of the year.
Yeah, they only had enough lifeguards. I last heard was just for the weekend.
Oh, really?
Because they lost their...
I thought it was because of the virus.
That had something to do with it. As far as Red Cross was concerned, they could not renew their...
You know what I thought was strange today? I went to McDonald's, and I always thought McDonald's, it's easier to use the restroom in McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But I went there, and the door was locked, and it said it has single entry or something. So there's this woman there that I knew. And she's sitting over there, and I said, oh, it's locked. And she said, oh, you have to tell them, and they buzz you in.
Oh, really?
And so you have to tell one of the workers in there that you'd like to use the restroom, and they have to buzz you in.
Okay. That's different.
Yeah, it's quite a bit different.
But it's safer, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, you know, I thought it was, like, weird.
We've had to go through so many different changes because of the COVID, and we may never return to what we consider normal.
We're pretty normal now. You know, the changes that are there aren't too bad.
Okay.
That, you know, that was weird.
Yeah, a little different.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, I'll tell you another thing. I went to Wendy's. I had the same thing happen. The door was locked. I was going to go in just to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy finally came to the door and unlocked it. I don't know why it was locked to begin with. But anyways, I went in, and man, have they changed the inside of Wendy's. Have you ever been in there?
It's all
lately?
New. It's all new, right?
Yeah, it's stark. It's like it's like an airport Wendy's.
No.
And it's just like homogenized.
I haven't been in any fast restaurant since COVID because of the drive-thrus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't been through
it. Well, very seldom, but I there was some reason why I went in this time.
Right.
But I went in there, and all of that, I mean, Wendy's was really nice inside a while back, you know.
Yeah, before they redid it,
all right, boy.
And they did do that, you know.
They sanitized it all right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Burger King, too. All of them got the new buildings now. You know, McDonald's, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
Arby's.
Like it. Now, that I don't like.
Yeah. You don't like McDonald's?
Not really.
I wish
they had back the old McDonald's. Man, their hours have totally changed.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Like
you're better
I said,
off going through the drive-thru, really.
That's what I'm saying. Before COVID, a lot of people did go in. They parked their cars, even though the drive-thru always remained busy, you know, but still they could. We didn't mind going in, but now, you know.
Maybe that's what they're
trying
to do, is discourage you from coming in. I don't know.
It could be. Could be.
I don't know.
A crowd, you don't know who's vaccinated, you don't know who's not vaccinated. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people, the hospitals are overwhelmed again.
Okay. What is the problem with getting vaccinated? That's, you know, they're afraid that the government's filling up the syringes with crack or something?
Well, if you want my personal opinion, I'll give it to you. You don't have to agree. I blame this on the ex-president.
Trump?
Yeah, because
why?
It was just a flu. It was going to disappear like a miracle, and he talked about it like it was really nothing, and people really paid attention to everything that he said.
That's probably what he thought.
Yeah, but people didn't understand that. So they claim he and his wife took their shot, but he didn't show the public that he took his shot. So therefore, a lot of people didn't believe that he took his shot. So now they're saying, well, something's wrong with it. Every time you turn around, you hear something's wrong with it. But these are the people that are coming down with COVID that did not get the vaccination. Yeah, so that was what I got out of it.
Well, I think they should be smart enough to do their own thinking. You know, that's how we've gotten rid of TB and a lot of other infections is because they've invented vaccines for them.
Well, you do know this. You are the author, Jeff Porter, of Expressions of the Last Days.
Yes.
We're living in the last days. We're living in the days of great what? Deception.
And lack of common sense.
Yes. Because people are easily deceived and they deceive others from what the Bible says. They're being deceived.
I found out something that's really irritating.
What's that?
In church.
What's that?
And that is, you have your rumor department in church. And, like, I had experiences in there, like, they had a small Bible discussion group going. I was really enjoying it. And there's this one guy that we were praying together and weeping and everything. It was a really great night. The next time we got together, somebody from the rumor department said bad things about me to him. And he sat there and, ow, 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 just chewed me up one side and down the other the next time we were together. That was because of the rumor department. Now, this is what gets me about the rumor department. They only have power because people listen to them and believe them.
True.
You know, if somebody says something about somebody, I would take it a grain of salt no matter who it is. You got to sit there and go, well, I don't know. And I'm just hearing a rumor here. I don't know if this person's really like that or not.
Right.
You know, but they don't do that. They believe a rumor. They just believe it.
Yeah, they do. Without proof.
Same thing on the buses. The
buses
were, oh, the buses were a beehive of rumors.
Yeah.
You know. And I think that's a lot of what has happened with the vaccine is a lot of it comes from Facebook and Twitter and TikTok.
Yeah.
And all that. And they sit there and go, well, how do we know the government isn't doing this, trying to control us and everything?
See, that's the bad thing about it, because it started at the head and came down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the bad thing about it, because he had so many people's attention that really believed every word that he said. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that didn't make good sense. We're supposed to have wisdom, check out our own facts. You know, they don't even believe science
anymore.
People
want to blame Trump for everything.
Well, not everything.
But then again, our country has a tendency to blame the president for anything, any president.
Well,
you know,
because he's the one everybody looks up to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
but they're human.
Yes, they're human, and they do err, but this has trickled down from that. I mean, we couldn't help it. We couldn't stop it, you know?
Yeah.
And now people are still saying the same thing. Oh, it's just the flu. It's nothing, you know. Even though I've had COVID, I'm still not going to get that shot. Or like...
That's crazy.
Like the abortionists will say that there is, what they call that, tissue from aborted babies.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff is supposed to be in the shot and all that, you know. I had a doctor on...
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I had a doctor on my show from Ohio State University, and he said that was a lie. No such thing, you know.
Yeah.
But people, there's all kind of rumors out there, like you said. People believe
anything. I think it's best, we as Christians especially, it's best to stay off of Facebook. I really don't think it's a good place to be. I think it's a bad influence.
Especially if you can't use your own mind, get your own facts.
If you're going to let other people influence you that much,
yeah,
stay off of it. You can be on the internet. Don't have to be on Facebook or
Twitter.
But
it's on the news, too.
Well, you don't have to watch the news.
Sometimes
I watch Fox News once in a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they can be messed up, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So where do people turn to, you know? We're supposed to turn to the Word of God as being a believer in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like they're giving Christians a bad name.
What is?
People who call themselves Christians, they're getting a bad name. The church is getting a bad name. Everybody wants to know, well, what's wrong with the church? What happened to the church?
Well, it is messed up.
I know.
It is becoming totally apostate, you know, falling away from the truth. I remember going to, I was starting to go to this one church out on Route 4, and I was there for a little while, and the pastor had some kind of thing going with the overhead projector. and he was quoting people, and all of a sudden he said, I'm quoting here, but and he said the GD word. And I was standing there, you know, we were standing up at the time, and I was going, what? You know, I don't care if he is quoting somebody. He shouldn't be using blasphemy in a church. And then I was at another thing where the pastor had us going to a thing called Gridiron, I think it was the name of it. And you were visiting other churches. You were, you know, fellowshipping with different people, you know. And I had that kind of thing came up. Them using God's name for a curse. They were, we went out to play games, you know. We were playing war games, you know, with the rope.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side was cheating. They were wearing cleats.
Hmm.
And I said, and they were cheated in other areas. And when we were standing in line to eat, they were cutting in line.
Wow.
In this church. And I said to our pastor, I said, did you see that? All those people cutting in line? I mean, hordes of them doing that. And we all looked at each other like, what are they doing? So this one guy was a pastor that was cutting in line. And I said, you're a pastor. You're not supposed to be cutting in line in front of people, acting rude. He goes, yeah. Talk about an apostate crowd.
Wow.
That's like a reprobate mind or something, you know. Whoa. Like, well, I think sin is just importantly fun, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Or being obnoxious.
Yeah,
one or the other.
Rude,
you know,
and obnoxious, that's
yes.
Sinful, I think.
Can be, absolutely. Being rude to people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've had God warn me that, you know, I was in a bad mood and I was about ready to tell somebody off, and he warned me, no, I didn't think you need to be doing that. You know? I'm glad I didn't, because you never know. God can chastise you, you know.
Yes, he can. And yes, he will.
Yeah. But, you know, the people I was mad at, they were being rude and obnoxious, but God did, Jesus did say, do not return evil for evil.
That's true.
So, and it usually don't do any good, just gets you in a big conflict.
Right, keeps a fight going.
Yeah.
And some people like to keep a fight going.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah. But, you know, a faith, Bible-believing church, that's what people should be looking for. A minister or a pastor that teaches out of the Bible, the Word of God. Then you have people saying, well, man wrote the Bible. Yes, God used man to write the Bible. He inspired every word. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells you that, you know, that he inspired every word that man did write of the Bible. So it is the only reliable source. It is the only explanation of creation.
I had a relative that just kept saying that. Man wrote the Bible. Well, what I'm saying is, and this person said that they believed in Christ. And I said, okay, so Jesus was divine. He was God. So how are you going to say that man wrote the Bible and God wasn't involved? Is that what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying.
So that you don't have to believe, you don't have to be responsible for your actions? That's why you're saying that?
Yeah.
You know, because there are things in the Bible that are hard to understand.
Absolutely.
Nobody understands it completely. I'm sure of that.
Oh, me too.
You know, because there are places in that Bible, especially the Old Testament. Man, there are places in there that just boggle my mind. I don't have any idea what it's talking
about.
And
even Paul. Some of the things Paul wrote is wow.
Yeah, especially like in Romans.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a lot of studying of Romans to try to figure out what he's saying. But, you know, I think mostly it is Paul trying to tell you in several 15 different ways how that we're saved by grace.
And a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to live by the law.
Yeah. Why do they want to live by the law?
Which they can't do. They can't even follow the first commandment.
No, I said this to a relative that died here. I visited her in Florida. And this is just before she died. And I said, hun, we're saved by grace. I forget why I was saying this. She goes, I don't believe that. I said, you tell me what grace means. She goes, well, I didn't even know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, grace means that God shows us love, compassion, mercy, and especially forgiveness, even though we don't deserve it.
Right.
And he does that through the cross. She goes, well, I don't believe that. Well, if you don't believe that, and we were at a, we were doing a Bible study at the time, and I said, if you don't believe that, the Bible is nil to you. I mean, it's zero. It's a big zero.
Right.
Because the Old Testament points towards the cross, you know, forward, and the New Testament points back to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the Old Testament is painting a picture of Christ and Him coming, you know.
And He's coming again.
Yes.
People think it's over. It's not over.
No, not yet.
It's not over. He's coming back.
Yeah.
Whether you believe He's been here or not, you know, He's coming back. He promised.
Yeah. So Paul was explaining most of the time to Jewish believers. And, you know, they were Gentiles, babies. The subject of grace, and they just don't get it because the world teaches you, you got to work hard, you got to strive, you got to try to make it, you know, you got to make more money, you got to make more, do this and do that, get better at this and that, become really good at shoeing horses or something. And Paul said, that's not it. Mm-mm. You know, and it's not about being good.
No.
Is that for us?
Hold on. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Sister Linda.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, this is Pastor Jackie. I'm trying to get my volume up. I can't hear you. Wow.
You can't hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I wasn't sure if this was taped or if you're...
live.
If your person was there in person.
Yes, so he's in person.
Me? I'm here, believe
it or not.
Okay.
You know, talking about how the leader sets an example and talking about the church, how the church is, and I was just praying this morning on how the church is. The church is it's fallen away. We're not acting like Christ. We're not showing love the way Christ would show love in situations like this. So I was just calling to say that I was enjoying the conversation. I logged on a little later, but I enjoy the conversation.
Thank you so much for calling in, Pastor Jackie.
What happened to alert you that the church is headed towards apostasy?
Well, I'm just watching the way people are treating each other, people that are calling each other Christians and not showing love as Christ would show love.
Wow.
That's not fair. I mean, there's so much hate going on right now. That's not, he said, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes.
And he said that they would know that we are his disciples by the love that we show one to another. And the saints, the Christians, not the world, but the Christians are not loving. So that's what hurts my heart so, because the world is looking for something different. The world is looking for a way out, and they're supposed to be looking at us, but we're not displaying that love.
Yeah, I think this is very much a symptom of the last days.
And this is just the forefront of the last days. Not here yet, but it's going to be worse.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It is.
So, yeah. Do you believe in I'm just curious. Do you believe in pre-tribulation rapture?
I haven't studied it as much as I should, but there's going to be some that won't see death, some that will see death. So all of that's there in the Word of God is going to happen, whether I believe it or not. I believe everything that's there, everything that God said is going to happen, it shall happen. Jerusalem, all of that. Jesus coming, sitting up here on the earth, all of that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Will I be here to see it? I hope not. I hope I'm gone to be with the Lord.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I would like to live till Jesus come. I've always said that.
So you're a pastor?
I am.
Could you tell us what denomination you are?
I'm non-denominational.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great. Glad to hear it. Well, we sure appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Linda, God bless you.
And God bless you.
What, I didn't get your speaker's name.
Jeff Porter.
I came in late.
Jeff Porter. He's the author of Expressions of the Last Days. We're talking about his book.
All right.
If you want a copy, you can you just go to Amazon.com and type in the title.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was most interesting.
Very interesting. So we're not off. Okay, we're not off. We're not the only one that's seeing what's going on in the church today.
I believe there are thousands, if not millions, of Christians that see what's going on and that the church is falling away. God is allowing the organized church to fail. And he's bringing us back to when Christianity first started. That's the way I see it. You know, and we're going to have to defend the gospel from a non-organized point of view. Now, I believe that a lot of Christians are going to come together in homes, stuff like that. And when we do, we start gathering together in homes and making a church of that, we'll start seeing great miracles, I believe. That's what I was talking about. I believe that during the tribulation, not just a bad thing, but God is clearing out all the crap, all the junk that gets in our way.
Idolatry.
Everything.
Yeah, because, I hear pastors look at the church as idolatry. Some of it, some of the things that man has established in the church.
Should remember this guy's name.
Without God's permission.
I heard him on this morning. I listen to WXML quite a bit. I turn it on at night, and I go to sleep by it. And this morning, and I lay there and listen to David Jeremiah and just bunches of them, Revive Our Hearts, stuff like that. But this one pastor was on there, and he said, and he's an author too, and he said, some of these churches, so he says things that just go right through me. He says, some of these churches, they exalt their pastors to the stars.
Oh, yeah.
And they think they are just God's gift to the universe, you know? And most of the time when they do that, these are the ones that fall. And I think the reason why they do fall is because they've believed this stuff.
Their eyes are not on Christ anymore. I believe in honoring my pastor, respecting my pastor, gifting my pastor, if so be it. You know what I mean? As far as being a member of the church, you know, I think they deserve that, you know. But they're not my God.
No.
They're bringing God's word to me. You know,
and this is what kills me. I've always run into this in the organized church, and that is people who worship the pastor. They're pastor worshipers. They hang around him all the time. I remember this one. I know the Lord. He woke me up one morning. I had stopped to talk to a pastor, and I can't even remember the name of the church. It was so long ago. But the Lord woke me up, and I was talking to him. I said, Lord, come on now. Are we really in the last days?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had World War II, World War I. We've had bad weather. You know, this earth has been in a fallen condition forever.
Since Christ went to the cross.
So he woke me up one morning, and he said, I want you to go to that church. So I went there, and They were talking about the last days. They were talking about Matthew 24. And by the way, as I was going in talking to the pastor, this pastor worshiper got in my face because he didn't like me talking to the pastor, you know. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like that, but it is annoying, man, you know. Those were those times when I'm ready, you know, I got my fist raised, you know, get right up in my face.
Wow.
You know, because he didn't like me talking to the pastor. He's afraid that he wasn't going to get all the attention from the pastor. And what kills me is the pastor never says anything. You know, this guy is obviously being rude and obnoxious and getting up in my face, and the pastor don't even say anything.
Well, some pastors have armor bearers, and they are more like sort of a protector around the pastor, and they don't like people just walking up to a pastor, especially if you're new at the church.
No, this was a pastor worshiper.
It was.
Yeah.
So you know the difference.
Yeah.
All right.
And But I got across to him what I wanted to, because, you know, God was obviously speaking to me that, yes, we are in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you another instance. A friend of mine that I've known for a long time, haven't seen him for a while, but he was saying, well, wait a minute, I'm having some doubts about this last days stuff. Do you really think we're in the last days? And I said, yes, I do. And so we were going to go to this church over here. It was a Baptist church. We were going to listen to it. And when we got there, the sound system was out in that church. And then my friend, his sister called him. And she was out on US 23. And she had hit a deer, great big deer, male deer with the big horns and everything. And it messed up her car. And she was waiting on the tow truck. And would we come out there and just be with her, you know, while she's out there? Because she's a woman. She's not very big, you know. She's short and skinny, so she's kind of afraid to be alone out there on 23. So we went out there, and then we ended up going back to the church. What she did was she was a babysitter in another church, and we went to that church, and that's what they were preaching on was the last days. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that my friend said, now that all that stuff couldn't be a coincidence. God was speaking to us. You know. So he's made it crystal clear that that's where we're at. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, there's more to come. I believe, like the pastor who called in, Pastor Jackie Peterson, that we haven't seen anything yet.
No.
We're headed for it, though.
No. I think the very first stage of the serious tribulation will be economic collapse in America. And like I said, two-thirds of America is responsible for two-thirds of the world's commerce. So the world doesn't want the United States to have economic collapse. But it may be unavoidable. Because we have the national debt up in the trillions, and this virus, oh my gosh, and President Biden giving people too much money, now they don't want to go back to work. That is doing serious damage.
I think they don't want to work for them little wages. People want money. They need money. Do you know how?
No, I think they're staying home because they're giving them too much money. It makes more sense to stay home.
$3,500 was the total. $3,500 or $3,600 was the total of the stimulus checks. That's not a lot of money. That's not, and it's over. You know what I'm saying? That's over. So, but some jobs are still, minimum wage is still $7.50.
Oh yeah.
Now
have
the
you
rent.
Seen how much they're offering now? In a lot of these places, $16, $17.
Yeah, $18, $20.
Hour.
Yeah, and people want that money. And they have left those.
Not signing up for them.
They're leaving those jobs that didn't pay a lot of money and going to these bigger jobs. That's what's going on.
Are they actually doing that, or
some people are? They had to move on. Do you know Fairview Apartments? Do you know where that's located?
Yeah, of course.
Two bedroom, $875 a month.
Yeah, I know.
$875
a month. Well, they're ridiculous. I mean, you can go to.
How can people live like that? I mean,
you can
you're
go
not
to Avalon Lakes, and it's only $350 or something. And those are very nice apartments.
$350?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
For one bedroom, maybe.
Yeah. But you can get government assistance.
And you have to apply for that to get it. If you don't apply for it, then you don't get it. And then, you know, just like Fairview Apartments. It was based on your income, and I think Avalon Lakes is also, unless you do have government assistance. I don't think they're that cheap. I'll have to check on that. I'm not sure, but I don't
think
so.
That's what I saw on the web.
Really? Hmm.
Is that too cheap?
No, that's pretty decent. $350?
Yeah.
It's kind of unbelievable, but...
Okay.
For me
that's
to believe,
I
have to check
web,
it out.
You know,
yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Where it started.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's where it started.
The other apartments are much more expensive, you know.
Yeah.
If you can get a cheap one, though, that's about how much it was with government assistance.
Oh, well, that's different because they're paying some of it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different. But people need money to maintain their living. their housing.
Well, what good does it do to stay home then?
Well, I don't know who's all staying home. And then you got people scared of COVID.
These places are desperate for workers to come in.
Well, why don't they pay more money?
They are offering a lot more money.
Some of them are.
Most of them are paying a lot more
money. I know Arby's only pay $8 an hour. Minimum wage is only $7.50. So there are people who still paying low.
You know, when I first started driving the bus, minimum wage was like $3.25 or something, even lower than that. And we were getting paid like $3.50 an hour. And we thought we were doing good.
Not in today's economy. We're not doing good with that little bit of money.
No, I wouldn't do nothing for you now.
No. No. Not when you can move out in Fairview Apartments and pay $875 without government assistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're working every day, working a little overtime. If you can get it,
that's not
enough money. You need a car. You need a car to get to work, right?
Yeah.
Then you need clothing. You need food. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to pay your rent. So I suggest people increase some of these wages up because people are working.
Well, I just got a card in the mail that said at Marion Correctional Institute, MCI there, and they're desperate for workers.
Yeah, they're begging for workers.
And they were offering like $19 an hour. That's a lot.
And that's not for everybody. Can't everybody go to a prison and work? Because, you know, it's a mental thing also.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
I might be able to work in the office there.
Right, right.
But I don't want to work somewhere where I have to be in contact with the prisoners now.
Yeah.
I lived a bunch of time on the streets, and I've had enough of those type of people.
Hey.
You know,
it's not for everyone. Not for everyone. And I do understand that. That's not bad start-out wage. And they had to increase that because I heard it wasn't that much. So they've had to up their wages also to get people in there.
Yeah, they had low wages before this.
Yeah, they did. So, and people need to follow suit if they want people to come in there and work. You got young people trying to make a living for themselves, you know, and they can't afford to get married
anymore.
Now
would be the time to get a job, though. Get a really decent job.
Yes, if you can get it, yes.
Because don't wait until all the money's run out in your account and then rush out because you're going to be rushing out there with 4 million other people, you know, competing for a job then.
It would be a nice thing to think, and it if it was a reality to know that they had big bank accounts off of $3,600 that the government gave in stimulus money. I thank God for it, you know what I mean? But that just was not a lot of money.
No,
it just wasn't.
All I could say is it's better than nothing.
And I thank God for it. I could use another $3,600.
Okay. So what about Afghanistan, Lynn?
Oh, we had talked about, I hear a lot talking about our president and why did he leave the way he left. And I want to talk to you because you are an ex-war veteran, right?
Well, it looks to me like he didn't make a plan. He just started withdrawing everybody, and it was just chaos. He didn't make a plan.
Was there any other way to leave?
Yes, I believe he should have let the civilians leave first, because the military had the Muslims on the run. See, that's why there wasn't any war really going on there, because they were all hiding and running and stuff from the U.S. military.
And that's all they were doing was hiding. They were still there. They never really left.
No. So, well, they couldn't find him in those rocks.
You mentioned Vietnam War, and it was the same kind of scenario.
Same chaos.
Yeah. So,
well, you know, I know what Biden thought. The U.S. has spent billions, not millions, but billions of dollars training local Afghanistan people to defend
their country,
Kabul and the country and stuff. And as soon as the military withdrew, they just collapsed. Now, a lot of people will say that's because they didn't want to fight their own countrymen. And I think there's some merit in that thought. You know, they didn't do a very good job of fighting against their own countrymen.
No, even their president left.
Yeah, bye-bye. Can't blame him.
So, like you said, we couldn't stay there forever.
No.
You know, we had to leave.
Yeah, and I thought we should have withdrawn a long time ago, really.
Right.
But one person said, and I heard this one GI say, well, we got to fight him over there or fight him over here. You know, since he was talking about terrorism. It's really funny. We haven't had as much terrorism since 9/11 as I would thought we would have had.
Just homegrown.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's not funny. We do have homegrown terrorists.
Yeah, we have people that want to start a civil war.
Yeah, you know? Yes, we do.
And
civil war, fight the government. They want
to... They're not happy unless they're fighting somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, America's not perfect by any means.
No.
But I think it's the best country. If you've been to other countries and
you've seen
the poverty and the misery that's in, you know, don't even have clean water, other places, there's so much that we take for granted.
I agree. We're spoiled over here. I agree with that.
Spoiled brats.
Yeah, because people want their way. That's why a lot of people won't take the shot. I have a right not to take the shot.
It's
yes,
the American way of thinking.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I don't have to. I have rights. I don't have
government's
to do this.
Government's not going to tell me what to do.
Right. That's where we are.
So if you get COVID because you didn't get a vaccination, then you can't really blame the government.
Right.
Government tried to urge you to get a vaccination, you know. And they haven't made it mandatory.
No.
So, but, you know. At first, when this COVID thing first started, I thought the government was trying to do a little bit of deception here, you know.
Yeah, they were.
And trying to use it to fear to control us.
Yeah.
You know. And I think there was a little bit of that going on. Really do. But as time went on and people died and we needed a solution, I think they dropped all that, really.
Well, they tried, but the damage had already been done, unfortunately.
So, the reason I got a vaccination is probably the biggest reason is because Mom was still alive. Then I was visiting her in a nursing home. It was just so much easier to get in and see Mom and didn't have to tell them that I haven't been vaccinated. It slows things down. So I went ahead and got a vaccination so I could get right in there and see her, you know.
Right. Now, Pastor Jackie, the pastor that called in, she lost her mother to COVID last year in October.
Yeah,
sorry to hear that. Yeah. If you remember, I was lifting up prayer for her and her family.
For a while, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, well, that's the lady who called in. Right, because, you know, it's not a easy thing to deal with, but we do understand that it's real because it's taken the lives of millions of people around the world, not just here. So, these people have put their lives in their own hands, really.
I don't know. How long is the vaccination good for? I've never heard.
Me either.
So, it might have wore off by now, for all I know.
I hope not.
No, really.
I really hope not, because I don't want to take another one.
That was kind of a painful injection, I thought.
It depends on who gave it to you. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them aren't too cool.
No, that was a long...
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Remember when you used to have, they were first doing it, you had to take it up the nose?
That was testing to see if you had COVID.
Oh, is that what that was?
And they're still doing that.
Oh.
All up in your brain.
No, thank you. I had to be in a hospital a couple times during that thing, so they tested me for it.
Didn't have it, though.
No.
No.
No, but it is like having something up my nose.
I know.
Oh.
No. I don't think anyone liked it that. I really don't think so.
Look.
Well, let me see where we are now. We have talked about the war. We've talked about the church, of course. The last days, of course. Thought for today. Walk the talk.
Yeah.
I am a spiritual gardener who experiences great joy planting seeds of peace in the self. Through careful cultivation, the self blooms and offers the fruit of friendship to the elements and all mankind. Walk the talk. Like that?
Yeah, I like that. You know, and as I was saying, you know, one church that I went to, I never saw so much jealousy.
Yes, so much that's big, envy, too. That's, you know, big.
What it is just, the jealousy thing all about?
I don't know.
And I mentioned to them that, you know, I'm on the radio here, unless you have, you know, some visitors that that cancel and you have me fill in for them. I'm on here once a month.
Right.
And it's a low-powered, nonprofit organization.
Right.
And I've told them that, and they go, oh, talking about the radio again, the radio. Like they're angry because I'm talking about being on the radio, and they think I'm trying to be a big shot or something.
Well, I don't know how they look at or imagine it, but, you know, it is social media. It's a part of
yeah.
it. We were considered essential during this COVID uprising last year.
Why can't I be on it? I feel like saying to them, you know, and one of them was saying that, and it was a pastor being like that. And one of the people at the Bible discussion group says, well, where's your book, Pastor? When are you going to write a book?
Good question, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, if you want to. And that person's on the media, from what he says. He's on the media quite a bit. So why would he be jealous of me being on here once a month? You know?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised about people, what they really think about certain things and about certain people, and maybe he just don't like you talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, he don't want you talk about it. But I do need to do this. We're running out of time. This show has been sponsored and supported by Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce will take place September the 18th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. at the above-mentioned address, 582 Lee Street. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And don't forget the Popcorn Festival will begin on Thursday. I think at 11 a.m. it will be open for downtown people who want to go get lunch or something like that. The parade will be Thursday. It will begin at 5 until they said it won't be as big as it has been, but they will be still having a parade. And I'm sure there are plenty of parents who will have their children in the parade and getting their floats and things together.
That's this coming Thursday?
That is this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is the Marion Popcorn Festival. I think this is the 40th year. It started in 1996, I think.
Wow.
No, before 96.
Yeah, I think it was.
It had to, yeah.
I thought it started in the 1980s. It seems like it's been around forever.
Maybe the end of the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, around there. So, thank you, Jeff. We're out of time. And thank you, Pastor Jackie, for your call. We really appreciated it. Just share that, you know, A Voice of a People is live Monday and Tuesdays from 4:15 until 5 p.m. Hopefully you enjoyed our show. Thanks, Jeff, again.
You're welcome.
And have fun this weekend with the Marion Popcorn. Hey, I couldn't be here yesterday. It was a holiday for us, so I'm only on one day this week. So hopefully I'll enjoy my weekend, too. God bless.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP.